Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the new moon that's coming up on February 9th, 2024. So we're going to take a look at each life path number to see what energies may surface around this illumination and see how to best work with them. Of course, before we do that, just want to mention that this is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading where we take a look at your own personal numerology, I would love to work with you. You can book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. All right, let's get into it. Life path number 8. So you all are going to be working with the energy of the 9 at this new moon, as well as moth energy. So this is interesting because moth energy can sometimes signify like death or release or a cycle closing out. And that can also be 9 energy, right? 9 energy is often cyclical. It's often transitory, and it's going to show us within our lives where things need to be released, where it is that we need to let go of something, especially if there's something that we've been holding on to that's reached its expiration date. And that can be relationships, a job, you know, belief systems, whatever it may be. But there's something in this cycle that will likely need to be released so that something new can come in. And under these energies, there needs to be some kind of release in order for you to start, you know, down the new path or to start something new or to see things differently, to see things from a new, fresh perspective, so to speak. So there's some kind of cycle that needs to come to a close so that a new one can begin. And the 9, as well as moth energy, will make sure that that happens, right? It's sort of like this divine intervention type of energy that if we've had a hard time closing something out, this energy will come in and close it out for us. And that can sound really harsh, but really it's going to be something where, you know, it needs to go, or it's, you know, that it needed to go a while ago, but you weren't able to release it. And this energy helps us to do that. The other thing I would say is with this energy, to be mindful of where it is that you may be emotionally disconnected or emotionally avoidant of a situation, where you're not tapping into your emotions or you're not dealing with a situation in a healthy way. And it's become more about like conflict avoidance or just avoiding the situation altogether. Because by doing that, it's keeping you from healing or forgiving or moving forward from that situation. And this 9 energy, as well as the moth energy, is saying there needs to be closure. And in order to get that closure, whatever that may look like, you know, we can't avoid the situation. So you may find that either that situation presents itself to you again, like resurfaces around this time to be dealt with so that a new approach can be taken and some kind of closure can be had from that experience. Or it could be something that you yourself have to initiate, right? Like you need to reach out to the person or to whatever to kind of heal that situation. And if it's something that can't be done in the physical, then it needs to be done energetically. So again, if you have been avoiding a situation or avoiding your, you know, moving through your emotions, this would be a beautiful, beautiful energy to invest in yourself and, you know, seek out a therapist or a healer or something along those, you know, whoever you feel called to speak to, but somebody who can help you to move through those emotions, whatever it may be, to heal it, to transmute it and release it so it's no longer holding you back. The other thing I would say, you know, the 9 energy has the ability to sort of bring to us individuals who are destined to be a part of our journey. So when we go through a 9 cycle, especially under a new moon, right, with new starts, new initiations, this can bring forth new connections, new relationships, new friendships that may play a very significant role in your journey. And so I would say you need to, of course, be open to those connections. And I would also say, you know, a big part of this sort of transformation that the 9 and moth energy can often bring forth is helping you to not bring that sort of the old baggage, let's just call it, from an old relationship forward into a new connection. So you're seeing the new person with fresh eyes and a clean slate, as opposed to sort of projecting onto that person whatever it is that you went through with somebody else. Does that make sense? So this energy can help you to clear that slate so that the next connection that comes in has a fighting chance, has a healthy beginning. I would also say that this energy can help you to take a look at your current relationships and see which ones are truly beneficial and truly aligned, and which ones, again, have reached their expiration date and are no longer serving, are standing in the way of your growth and evolution, right? They're holding you back. And it's interesting because with moth energy, I always think of, you know, the moth is drawn to the light, and nine energy is the light, right? It's a very spiritually connected type of energy. But with moth energy, it's drawn to any light. And sometimes that light can be a fire, and that fire can burn the moth or kill the moth, right? So with these two energies coming together, right, nine, which is the light, and moth, which is drawn to the light, I would say pay really close attention to the light that you are attracted to and whether it's true light or false light. Is it burning you? Is it continuing to burn you? Is it, you know, draining you? Is it taking your inspiration away? Then it's a false light. Or is it inspiring you? Is it uplifting you? Do you feel empowered after time with this person, right? Then it's a true light and it's aligned with your journey. So I think this could be a really transformative period for you all, but it can really help you to see where it is that you're investing your time and energy into things that are no longer serving you, and how to release those so that you can open yourself up to things that are serving you or are much more capable of serving you, and that you are aligned with and capable of serving in an equal exchange of energy. So this can be a really profound sort of, I don't want to say spiritually enlightening, but it can bring in some great awareness. Let's put it that way. It's a shorter cycle. It's only a couple weeks, but a lot can happen in 2 weeks. So just be careful, or not be careful, be aware of what presents itself to you at this time, and really take your time and feeling into it, into whether you feel it's aligned or not. And if it's not, then obviously decisions have to be made. So, and the nine energy will absolutely help you to do that. So I hope it's a great one. Take care, eights. Bye for now.